All right, so let's dive into this story that has pretty much everyone talking right now. Bill Belichick, the mastermind behind the Patriots dynasty. He might be leaving for college football. Can you believe that?
Just wild, right?
It's insane, and not just any program. We're talking the UNC Tar Heels. I mean, this
Yes.
sounds like something you'd make up like a joke almost, right?
Totally.
But it seems like there might be some real fire behind this smoke. We've got some recent articles from Awful Announcing and Sports Illustrated that lay out the situation pretty well. And by the end of this deep dive, you'll have a much clearer picture of what's really going on. You'll know the facts, you'll know the rumors, and we'll try to unpack the potential impact of this totally seismic move.
Yeah, I think what's really grabbed everyone's attention is that this goes way beyond, your typical coaching change. This is Belichick we're talking about. He's practically the face of the NFL,
Yeah, absolutely he is.
And now he might jump ship to a completely different world.
Yeah, it's like seeing a lion suddenly decide to hang out in the jungle instead of the savannah. It's just not what you expect. But before we get too deep into the why of it all, let's rewind a bit, make sure we're all on the same page about how we even got here.
Right. A timeline recap is definitely in order. So UNC, they find themselves with a head coach vacancy, and all of a sudden there are these whispers,
All
right?
right.
And then boom, full-blown reports that Belichick is interested. There are interviews, and just like that, we're bombarded with conflicting reports, some saying a deal is done, others saying, hold on, not so fast, things are still up in the air. It's been a total roller coaster so far.
It really has been wild to watch this unfold, hasn't it? One minute it's a rumor, the next
Yeah.
it's breaking news, and then the next it's back to we don't know anything. But amidst all this back and forth, there's one thing that really stood out to me, and that is this 400-page organizational Bible that Belichick supposedly presented to UNC, 400 pages. I mean, that's longer than some novels I've read.
It's a tome.
Is this normal for coaching negotiations, or are we seeing something truly unique here?
That's a really good question. And to be honest, I think this is super unusual.
Right.
This is way more than just your typical playbook or a document outlining some philosophies.
Right.
This suggests that Belichick has a complete and incredibly detailed vision for literally every single aspect of the program. And you have to remember, we're talking about a guy who is known for measuring the air pressure in footballs.
I know.
So when he says he wants to reshake a program, he means it. And he means from the locker room to recruiting and everything in between.
Speaking of details, Ollie Connolly over at The Guardian, he dug up some really juicy bits from this alleged document. He talks about minimum salaries for all positions, two separate staffs, one for coaching and one for recruiting. I mean, can you imagine that organizational chart?
Oh my God.
Yeah, get this, potentially hiring a high-profile general manager, a GM. I
Wow.
mean, that's unheard of in college football. Is this Belichick just flexing his power, or is this a sign of things to come in the sport?
It's probably a bit of both, to be honest. This level of detail and this need for control, it speaks to Belichick's personality, right? His desire to build a program exactly how he wants it. But on the other hand, it raises a really interesting question. Is this the new normal? Are we heading towards an era where coaches, especially those with Belichick's, reputation and wins,
Right.
will they demand and get this level of autonomy and resources?
So what you're saying is this 400-page document, it might not just be about Belichick's vision for UNC. It's a power play that could totally redefine the relationship between coaches and universities, and UNC is the testing ground.
I can't help but wonder if they really know what they might be getting themselves into. Are they really willing to give up that much control?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And it's made even more interesting by the fact that we have all these conflicting reports floating around out there.
Right.
Connolly says the deal is done, while Schultz over at Fox Sports, he says there's no agreement yet. So how do we make sense of these seemingly contradictory statements?
Right.
I know it's enough to make your head spin. It feels like a game of he said, she said, but the stakes are so much higher, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And the key here might be in how each source defines a deal.
Okay.
Belichick presenting his terms in this massive 400-page plan, Connolly might interpret that as a done deal.
Right, because the terms are laid out.
Exactly. But maybe UNC hasn't officially signed off on those terms yet, and that would align with what Schultz is reporting.
So it's more of a high-stakes negotiation playing out in the public eye than a definitive yes or no situation. It seems like both sides are being very careful about what they're saying publicly.
Exactly. And we can't forget that these situations are fluid. Things can change, by the hour even. It's all part of the drama.
And speaking of drama, we can't forget the man at the center of it all, Belichick himself. actually hinted at his college football interest on the Pat McAfee show. Remember that? He talked about the similarities between the pro and college game, and he even mentioned having conversations with college coaches about the salary cap, player valuations, and the whole recruiting process. To me, that sounds like someone doing more than just casual research.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a really telling glimpse into how Belichick's mind works. He's clearly intrigued by what college football has to offer, the challenges and the opportunities. You know, maybe he sees it as a chance to build something from the ground up, to shape a program in his image, which he, you know, hasn't been able to do.
It is fascinating to think about. This is a guy who has achieved pretty much everything you can in the NFL.
Yes.
6 Super Bowl rings, tons of Coach of the Year awards, a legacy that's already set in stone. Why would he even consider college? Is it the challenge? Is it the potential for more control? Or is there something else driving him?
That's what makes this whole deep dive so compelling, right? We're not just trying to piece together a news story.
Right.
We're trying to understand the motivations of one of the most brilliant and mysterious minds in football history.
And the implications of this go way beyond just one coach and one team.
Absolutely.
This story, it touches on the changing landscape of college football, the power dynamics between coaches and universities,
mm-hmm.
even the future of the sport itself.
Mm.
I mean, we're really just scratching the surface here.
Yeah, we are. And it's about to get even more interesting as we dig deeper into the potential impact on Belichick's legacy, what this means for UNC's program and college football as a whole.
So everyone buckle up, because this deep dive is really just getting started.
Welcome back to our deep dive. You know, yeah. The more we dig into this Belichick to UNC thing,
right,
the more layers we uncover. It's really wild.
It's like peeling an onion, isn't it? And with every layer, the questions just get bigger and more interesting.
Mm.
You know, we left off talking about Belichick's potential motivations for even considering this move.
Yeah.
And I got to say, I'm still struggling to wrap my head around it. I mean,
yeah.
This is a guy who has literally reached the pinnacle of coaching success in the NFL.
Right.
Why risk damaging that legacy by jumping into the chaos of college football?
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it? And honestly, I don't think there's an easy answer. I think some people might see it as a step down, you know?
Right.
A move that tarnishes all those accomplishments. But others, and I'm kind of in this camp,
right,
they see this as a new challenge. Remember, Belichick is a coach who thrives on control. He wants to meticulously craft every aspect of a team. And in the NFL, well, he's got to work within a certain system, you know?
Right.
There's a structure that limits him to a certain extent. But college football, it's got looser regulations. There's more autonomy for coaches. It might be the ultimate proving ground for someone like Belichick.
So you're saying this could be less about him, you know, tarnishing his legacy,
mm-hmm.
and more about him expanding it.
Exactly.
Adding a whole new chapter to this amazing story.
Exact. Think about it. If he succeeds at UNC, he builds a dynasty, wins national championships, changes how the game is played. I mean, wouldn't that just solidify his status as a coaching legend?
I guess so.
He'd be the only coach to conquer both the NFL and college football at the highest level.
Wow. Okay. I see your point.
Yeah.
That's a lot more intriguing than just saying Belichick's washed up and going to college to retire. But let's say for a moment he does actually go to UNC.
Mm-hmm.
What does that even look like?
Yeah.
I mean, we've all heard the stories about his coaching style, right?
Oh, yeah.
Super demanding, almost military-like in his approach to preparation. Would that even work with college kids?
Right. They're not grizzled veterans.
Yeah.
They're just out of high school.
Exactly.
That's where things get really interesting and honestly a bit unpredictable.
Right.
Can you imagine Belichick breaking down film of high school recruits the same way he dissects Tom Brady's throws? I mean,
it's hard to picture.
And can you see him implementing his no days off mentality with a bunch of 18-year-olds who are juggling classes and social lives and everything else?
You're right. There's bound to be a culture clash.
Yeah.
College football, especially at a place like UNC. It's all about passion, tradition, you know, a certain level of fun.
Right.
Belichick is all about discipline, control, laser focus on winning. It feels like two totally opposite forces are about to collide.
And that collision, it could be a spectacular disaster or the birth of something totally revolutionary.
Wow.
It really hinges on whether Belichick can adapt. You know, he has to understand that college athletes need a different approach than NFL veterans. He can't just impose his will. He's going to have to figure out how to get them to buy in, build trust, and maybe even show a little flexibility in his coaching style.
Flexibility? That's not a word I usually associate with Belichick, but you've raised a really interesting point. Maybe this move isn't so much about Belichick bending college football to his will, but more about him testing his own ability to adapt Maybe this is the ultimate challenge for a coach who's pretty much mastered everything else.
It could be, and we can't forget about that 400-page document, that organizational Bible we talked about.
Yeah.
I mean, it really shows how detail-oriented he is, his need to control every little thing. But it also makes you wonder how that level of control will work with what's already in place at UNC.
Yeah, I was just thinking about it. We talked about the possibility of a high-profile GM, those two separate staffs for coaching and recruiting, the salary minimums for positions. It sounds like he wants to build his own mini NFL franchise inside a college program.
And that's where the potential for conflict comes in, right?
Right.
Existing staff might feel threatened, boosters might not be happy about the financial side of things, and the athletic department might really struggle to adapt to such a massive change.
So UNC, they might be getting the most famous coach in football.
Yeah.
But are they ready for everything that comes with them?
It's a good question. You're basically describing a power struggle.
Yeah.
A clash of egos and different ways of thinking.
Right. On one side, you have Belichick, this legend who demands total control. And on the other, you have university with its own traditions and ways of doing things.
Exactly. And how that struggle plays out, it'll probably determine whether this whole experiment is a success or a failure. Will UNC just give in to Belichick, or will they push back and try to hold on to some control?
This is starting to sound like a high-stakes poker game.
It is.
Both sides are holding their cards close to their chest. But the stakes are huge. For Belichick, it's his legacy, his reputation as this coaching innovator.
Right.
And for UNC, it's the future of their entire football program where they stand in college sports.
And you know, it's not just about UNC and Belichick. This could have ripple effects throughout college football.
Really?
If Belichick actually pulls this off and implements his vision, it could set a new standard. Other big-name coaches might start demanding the same level of control and resources.
So we're talking about a potential paradigm shift here.
Yeah.
A fundamental change in how college football works that's a huge what if.
It is, and it raises so many questions about the future of the sport. Will universities become totally subservient to their coaches? Will winning become more important than academics? Will college football just turn into a mini NFL with all the money and ethical issues that come with it?
These are some heavy questions to think about. Honestly, it's a bit overwhelming, but you've hit on something really important. This story's about way more than just one coach and one team.
Absolutely.
It's like a snapshot of the bigger forces that are shaping the future of college football.
Exactly. And this story's still unfolding. We're only in the second act, and the tension is building. Who's going to back down first? Will a deal be struck, and what will the terms be?
It's like a mystery, a puzzle, with the pieces still being put together. And as we head into the last part of this deep dive, we're going to explore some even wilder possibilities, some outcomes that could totally change college football as we know it. All right, welcome back to the final part of our deep dive. You know, it feels like we've gone over this Belichick to UNC story from every angle.
We have, we really have, but there's one area we haven't fully explored yet, and it's probably the most interesting part.
Oh, okay, I'm intrigued.
It's the what-if territory, you know.
Okay, so we're talking those wilder scenarios, the stuff that might seem a little crazy, but could have a massive impact on college football.
Exactly. Let's start with the big question. How would Belichick's coaching style even work in college? I mean, we know he's a brilliant strategist, super detail-oriented. He expects perfection from his players. But those players have always been pros, you know, guys who have dedicated their lives to football.
Right.
Can you imagine him bringing that same intensity, those same expectations to a bunch of 18-year-old college kids?
It's really hard to picture. I mean, think about the culture clash. We're talking about a guy who famously banned candy and soda from the Patriots facility.
Yeah.
Imagine him trying to do that with college athletes.
Yeah.
They're used to a little more freedom, a little more fun.
It would be like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole, right?
Yeah.
College football, it's all about tradition rivalries, you know, a certain energy and excitement. Belichick is all about stoicism and that almost robotic approach to the game. Could he even handle a culture that's so different from what he's used to?
I kind of doubt it, honestly. I think the bigger challenge wouldn't even be coaching the players. It would be all the recruiting stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Belichick has never had to recruit before. He's always worked with established talent guys at the top of their game.
And now he'd be thrown into this cutthroat world of high school stars, social media influencers, and the constant pressure to get those top recruits. It's a whole other animal.
And it's not just about getting them to sign. It's about managing their expectations, dealing with their egos, navigating the whole NIL world. That's not something Belichick has ever had to think about.
Can you imagine Belichick sitting down with a five-star recruit and their parents talking about endorsement deals?
I can't even imagine.
It's almost funny to think about.
And the press conferences, oh my gosh, he hates talking to the media. But college football, the media scrutiny is nonstop. Every little thing he does will be analyzed and dissected.
Oh, it would be a feeding frenzy.
It would.
But you know what part of me thinks he might actually like that he loves a challenge? And this would be the ultimate test to see if he can adapt to a whole new environment with a whole new set of rules.
Okay, yeah, I could see that. But let's shift gears a little bit. What about the potential upside if Belichick actually does go to UNC? What could he achieve there that he couldn't in the NFL?
Well, for one, he could build a real dynasty, something that's tough to do in the NFL with the salary cap and all that. But in college, if you have the right players, the right system, a coach like Belichick could dominate for years.
And wouldn't that be amazing? To conquer both the NFL and college football?
It would.
It would solidify his legacy as the best coach ever?
No doubt about it. It would be historic. And think about what he could do for those players. They'd be learning from the absolute best, soaking up all that knowledge and experience. It would be like a masterclass in football.
That's a pretty awesome picture you're painting. But I'm still not convinced it's such a big gamble for both Belichick and UNC. There's so much room for things to go wrong.
Oh, for sure. There's always risk, but that's what makes this so fascinating. You know, it's a high-stakes game with no guaranteed outcome. We could be seeing a turning point in college football, a moment that could change the entire sport.
And that brings us back to our listeners. You know, we've given you the facts, the rumors, all the different scenarios. Now it's up to you to decide what you think. Will Belichick really leave the NFL for UNC? And if he does, what's going to happen?
We've given you the tools, the insights. Now you got to use your own critical thinking skills and come to your own conclusions.
This deep dive might be over, but this story is far from finished. Keep your eyes peeled and your ears open, because the next chapter in this saga could be the most surprising one yet.
Until next time, thanks for joining us.
We'll see you on the next deep dive.